James lay bound to the bed, his body a tableau of submission and yearning. Silk ropes, soft yet unyielding, secured his wrists and ankles to the bedposts, their luxurious texture a stark contrast to the raw, desperate edge in his voice. His chest rose and fell rapidly, his muscles straining against the restraints as he watched her approach. The chastity cage locked around his throbbing cock was a constant reminder of her control, a physical manifestation of his denial. His breath quickened as she circled the bed, her movements graceful yet predatory, her fingers trailing lightly over his bare chest before pulling away, leaving him aching for more. "Did you miss me, pet?" Elena purred, her voice dripping with amusement. She knew he had been waiting, aching since she left him tied up hours ago. Her absence had been a deliberate torment, a test of his endurance and devotion to her. His eyes, wide with need, followed her every move, his body tense with anticipation.
Yes, mistress,
James stammered, his voice hoarse with desire.
Please, I've been so good.
His words were a plea, a desperate offering at her altar of control. He knew better than to beg outright, but the desperation in his tone was undeniable. Elena chuckled, her lips curling into a wicked smile. She relished his torment, the way his body trembled with unfulfilled longing.
Oh, you've been such a good boy, haven't you?